For years, hours of videotaped interviews with survivors of the Holocaust sat packed away in a closet in Brookline, Massachusetts. Now, as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, a filmmaker recently rescued those old tapes, weaving the dozens of interviews together into a living memorial for survivors.
Harvey Brovman says he knew the Holocaust tapes would change his life, and that scared him.
I was afraid of what I might hear. I was afraid I couldn't do it.
Brovman is the director and producer of the film Soul Witness, the Brookline Holocaust Witness Project.
These people went through great pains to tell these stories. And most of them had never told these stories to even their own family members.
Brovman is talking about dozens of hours of interviews, recorded in the 1990s with Holocaust survivors living in Brookline. The original idea was to edit the interviews down, but for the town, it was a big and expensive task. Some of the raw recordings were sent to an archive at Yale University. Others went into storage, where they sat for over 20 years, until Lloyd Gelinu, the town's chief diversity officer, started going through the old stockpile. He soon learned the tapes were interviews with Holocaust survivors.
And I'm like, oh my God, this has been sitting in my closet. Why haven't we done anything with it?
So Gelinu got in touch with Brovman, who cleaned the tapes up, digitized them, and eventually spent hours watching and editing the interviews. The stories are gut-wrenching. Like Rena Chernoff's, a survivor of Auschwitz who recalls the last time her mother and brother spoke. She says the Nazis were choosing numbers for people who they would kill.
My mother asked my brother, did they take down your number? And my brother didn't answer at all. And he was 9 years old at the time. And he just threw his piece of bread that he got to my mother over the fence, and he said, you take it. I won't need it anymore.
Cheryl Lefman's father, Henry, is also in the film. Lefman says she watched some of his Holocaust testimony years ago when Henry taped his interview, but she couldn't get through it.
It tore my heart apart.
In this interview, Henry Lefman recalls a final conversation with his father shortly before he was murdered.
Remember, my son, you must live. You must survive. You must survive. And I'll be with you. I'll be with you.
Cheryl Lefman's father did survive, emigrating to Massachusetts and eventually becoming an engineer. Lefman says for her father, the Brookline interviews fulfilled that final father-son promise.
That he would live to tell the story of what happened in the Holocaust, as well as to their family. So I think he would be tremendously proud.
Filmmaker Harvey Brovman says the hours of interviews reveal survivors detailing not just a historical legacy, but an emotional one.
They wanted us to know about the people they lost. They wanted us to know that they loved them, and that they don't know why they were the only ones that survived. It's still hard to talk about.
But survivors did talk about it, some telling their stories near the end of their lives. Building a living memorial, Brovman hopes will preserve these voices for years to come. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.